Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Friends, welcome back to the Love and Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid conversations about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage. For those of you who don't know me or are tuning in for the first time, I'm a licensed professional counselor and author specializing in relationship issues. I also run the relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you've tuned into the podcast before, you know it's a hotline style show, meaning people call in or write in with their relationship questions, and I answer them on this show in short, practical, bite-sized answers. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it via email or voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or check out my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love and relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. Today's question comes from Luis from San Diego. Hey Deborah, I'm having doubts about the relationship I'm in. How can I tell if I should fight through because it's real love or walk away? Love conquers all. That's a sweet phrase that we often hear, right? But is it true? Does love actually conquer all? You know, we put this cutesy little phrase on posters, we hang it on our kitchens, we preach it from our pulpits, we put it on our bumper stickers. But I think this phrase is being misinterpreted, you know, and sometimes we apply it to wrong relationships. When I think about this phrase, love conquers all, I really believe the root of this phrase is coming from 1 Corinthians 13, where we see the true definition of love. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 13, where love is broken down into action steps, actions that you take to show love. It's a love that's based on commitment, but it's evidenced by action. You know, love isn't based on a feeling that we have. It's based on choices that we make. The problem is this phrase is getting misinterpreted. And a lot of times we think about love as this feeling rather than these actions. And basically what we're saying is, oh, that feeling of love is going to carry you through. If you really love somebody, if you really have a strong amount of emotions for somebody, that emotion is going to carry you through. But that's not the truth, because just as quickly as you can fall in love with your feelings, you can fall right back out of love. And I think too many people are going into marriage with these high hopes that this feeling is going to carry them through. But then they're getting into marriages that are unhealthy, marriages that are dysfunctional, marriages that are catastrophic, and they're struggling with the pain of an unhealthy marriage. Marriage is not an easy journey. It's a beautiful journey, but it's not an easy one. And I think it's really important that we don't take this phrase and apply it to our dating relationships. Just because you feel in love with somebody doesn't mean that this is a right relationship. Doesn't mean that this is a healthy relationship. Doesn't mean that it's good for you. And I think it's really important that you consider the red flags that you are seeing in your dating relationship, that you address the doubts that you are having. Because sometimes the bottom line is that your feeling is not going to conquer all. And that feeling is going to fade. And what you are left with is the quality of the relationship that you have chosen, your health and the health of the other person, and how you guys are navigating the hard stuff of a relationship. If you're in a dating relationship and you are headed toward marriage and you're having doubts if this is real love, it's important to rethink. It's important to take some time and consider if you are getting into something healthy or something that's not healthy. There's no such thing as pushing through when it comes to facing doubts in dating. There's no such thing as pushing through when it comes to facing red flags in a dating relationship. So let's talk about some signs that you need to reconsider whether or not you should marry this person. Some signs that you should not move forward until these things are resolved. Number one, if you find yourself having major recurring obsessive doubts, okay? Here's the thing, when it comes to love, almost every single person is going to have some doubts at some point in their relationship. I think it's really normal to have moments of doubt, to get cold feet every once in a while, to feel a little nervous when it comes to thinking about the potential of being with somebody for life. I even remember a moment where I was dating John and I was going to pick him up from the airport. And I remember just feeling this like wave of doubt come over me, like, what am I doing? Like this is getting serious. You know, is this really God's plan for me? Is this really the right relationship for me? Should I really keep investing? But as time passed, the level of doubts decreased. And I saw his character and I saw our compatibility. And I just saw so many things in our relationship that were good and healthy that affirmed to me that this was the right thing. As time passes, the level of your doubt and fear should not increase. Instead, it should decrease. As you see this person's traits and their qualities slowly start to unfold, your doubts should start to decrease. The right relationship is going to slowly move you into feelings of peace, not feelings of panic. Now, if you find yourself having constant recurring obsessive doubts, it's a sign, it's a signal that either something is wrong in the relationship or something is wrong with you. Something is wrong inside of you. You know, maybe it's your personal past baggage that's holding you back and causing you to fear. Maybe you're afraid of rejection, afraid of abandonment, afraid of commitment. Maybe you're having trust issues because of your past. Like, there's a lot of our past junk that influences how we do relationships in the present. So maybe those doubts are actually you and your own struggles that you need to face and deal with. Or maybe there's something going on in the relationship that's causing you to rethink your decision. I was dating somebody back in college that I've talked to you guys about before, a relationship I was in for a year and a half, and I had constant nagging doubts. But really, those doubts were my own heart telling me this isn't the right relationship. There's a lot of stuff in this relationship that isn't a good fit for you. And I kept ignoring those doubts. You know, another thing to consider is maybe you're struggling with clinical anxiety and that anxiety is starting to impact your relationship. You know, I work with a lot of people who actually have clinical anxiety. They're in really good, healthy relationships, but their clinical anxiety is causing this paralyzing fear and doubt. Whatever it is, whether it's stuff from your past, whether it's something wrong in this relationship, whether it's clinical anxiety, the key is that you should not move forward until you get to the bottom of what's going on and work through it. You know, when you see these reoccurring doubts, it's important for you to just press pause and make sure that you change something before you move forward. Meet with a professional counselor and help them, allow them to help you sort through some of this stuff that you're struggling with. Okay, number two. You're caught in patterns of unhealthy conflict and communication. Communication is the lifeline of a relationship. Your words are a pathway into your soul, and being able to connect with somebody on a daily basis through healthy communication is a crucial part of a healthy marriage. In Love in Every Season, I spend some time in the season of summer camping out on the importance of emotional connection through communication. Communication might not be coming easy in the relationship that you're in. You know, maybe you're struggling. Maybe you guys find yourself in a lot of conflict and you're seeing unhealthy patterns. Instead of dealing with conflict and working through it, it stays unresolved. And you're finding yourself struggling with bitterness and tension, and you don't feel like you're able to work through things. Guys, if you want to commit to a relationship for the rest of your life, you better believe that you need to see healthy communication and conflict management. You've got to be able to resolve things in a healthy way, in a way that brings you closer, not in a way that pulls you apart. If you're caught in a pattern of unhealthy conflict or an inability to communicate, you need to take a step back and question whether or not you should move forward in this relationship. Number three, you're seeing continued signs of major character flaws, okay? This isn't about finding a perfect person. Perfection is never the goal. It's not a reality. This is about having a healthy perspective, right? But here's the thing. There are times in a relationship where things are not even close to perfect. They're actually far from perfect, like so far off the chart. And you're starting to see patterns of unhealthy behavior. You're starting to see things like dishonesty or rage or infidelity. You know, I just worked with a woman who was seeing all kinds of infidelity in the relationship that she's currently in, and she's still moving forward. I mean, that just boggles my mind. Maybe you're seeing addictions. Maybe you're seeing patterns of dysfunction, and you're starting to worry, like, wait a second, what's going on here? You guys, without a doubt, these are things that need to be dealt with and overcome before you ever enter into marriage. If you are seeing major character flaws, you need to step away from this relationship, because what you see in dating, you will see in marriage multiplied by 100. There is absolutely no chance that these things are just going to magically go away without some serious hard work. And if it was me in a relationship where I was seeing major flaws, character flaws, I would make sure to step away. I wouldn't even stick around and hope for healing to happen. I would step away and end the relationship until I am definitely sure that these character flaws have been dealt with. But more importantly, maybe it's a sign that this relationship, a signal that this relationship is not good for you and that God has something better. Number four, if your most trusted friends and family are giving you repeated warnings to rethink your decision, it's time to take a step back. Sometimes we're so blinded by love. We're so blinded by that emotion that I talked about early on. Maybe there are flaws and red flags that we're not seeing because we don't want to see them. We're allowing our emotions to lead the way. An important component to a healthy marriage is having a supportive community. You guys have to do relationships in community. Surround yourself with people who love you, people who believe in you, people who support you, people who are pointing you to Jesus. Because friends and family often see things that you're blind to. So if you're in a relationship and you find your friends and your family are having hesitation and they're not on board, I would highly suggest that you take their feedback into consideration. And if you don't have people like that in your life, you need to invite people that you can trust to speak into your life. And then you need to take the time to listen to what they're saying before you move forward in haste. Number five, you have significant emotional or psychological baggage in your own life that you've ignored. None of us are perfect, guys. We all have habits and hangups that we're dealing with, and struggles and sins that we are trying to move away from. But there are some issues that are more severe than others and can actually get in the way of you developing a healthy relationship. So like I said in number one, maybe the relationship is actually healthy and good, but you're not. And your own baggage is starting to impact the health of this relationship. You've got current sins that you are struggling with, addictions that you can't seem to kick, past baggage that is paralyzing you. You need to take the time to work on yourself before you try and do the work on your relationship, you know? In True Love Dates, my first book, I talk about the importance of dating inward as a significant part of the equation of a healthy relationship. You are 50% of the health of your relationship. And when you can deal with your past baggage, and when you can understand your identity in the present in Christ, and when you can have a healthy vision for your future, it frees you up to establish a healthy relationship. It frees you up to love in the way that God intended for you to be loved. You know, the ability to give real love described in Scripture, that love that's based on action, is contingent on your ability to love yourself. The Bible tells us to love your neighbor as you love yourself, and some of you are struggling to love yourself. And you are struggling to see the good in yourself, but you have to realize that your relationship is contingent on your ability to love yourself and be healthy and stand alone in a healthy way. You attract relationships based on your level of psychological and emotional and spiritual health. So if you are really struggling, it's okay to step back from the relationship and say, listen, I need time to work on me. I want this relationship to be the healthiest it can be. And I know that I can't move forward until I take the time to heal and to grow and to ask God to change me from the inside out. Guys, I just want to take a minute to thank you so much before we end this show today for all of your encouragement about my new book, Love in Every Season. It has just been so exciting to get your feedback, to read your reviews and your emails and your messages. This review on Amazon, it's titled, Guy's Perspective, Get This Book, Read It, Then Read It Again. Whoever says there's not godly Christian guys out there, I'm telling you, 54% of my blog readers are male. And I love that guys are investing in learning and growing and investing in healthy relationship. And this single guy in his late 20s wrote an awesome review about Love in Every Season. So go check out his review and connect with this book. Buy it on Amazon. Buy it wherever you get your books. And start downloading healthy information that's going to change the way that you do relationships. I spent so much time pouring into this book, guys. And, you know, I really believe that the $10 or $15 that you'll find it for is worth the investment of changing your relationship. So thank you so much for your support. Keep submitting your reviews. Keep emailing me. I love hearing from you, and it makes all the difference. So thanks again, guys. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. It was so fun to chat with you about love and relationships. No matter what your relationship status, if you're looking to go deeper with healthy relationships, I invite you to check out my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, or my brand new book, Love in Every Season. You can find out more information about those, as well as hundreds of articles and in-depth courses over at my blog, truelovedates.com. I love connecting with you, so please find me on Facebook or Instagram at True Love Dates and give me a shout out. If you have a love and relationship question on your mind, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships. If you're loving what you're hearing on this show, be sure to subscribe and leave us your 5-star review because it makes all the difference in getting the word out. I'm Deborah Falada, and it was so great being together again today, and I can't wait to chat with you next week. Take care.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.